Three fox in the YK Delta tested positive for rabies recently. From KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The Office of Environmental Health at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation will not say which villages the fox were in because of confidentiality.
And also, you know, at this time of year, it's present in the YK Delta. Mm-hmm. So to narrow it down to one community kind of takes away from some of the goal of having everybody aware.
Brian Barabay is an environmental health officer with YKHC. He says rabid fox are found almost every year in the YK Delta, but this time is a little different because no humans were bitten. Oftentimes, OEHC's rabies cases go like this. A rabid fox loses its fear, enters a village, bites a dog, and then that dog bites a human. But in these three cases, only one dog was bitten. Barabay says locals acted quickly, killed the animals, and sent them in for testing. He says the bottom line is to catch the rabies before symptoms show up.
For humans or any mammal, once you start showing symptoms of rabies, there's no way to cure it. So once you start showing symptoms, you're pretty much dead.
Barabay says on average, their office can get 5 to 10 dog bite cases every week, especially in the summertime when kids are playing outside. They're not all rabies cases, but the office investigates them all as if they could be, because rabies is fatal if not treated. Treatment involves a series of shots. Barabay says in the usual case of a dog bite, the dog has already been killed. At that point, testing the animal's head for rabies can prevent people from needing rabies shots.
One of the main important things that we run into a lot is someone's dog will bite a kid, let's say, you know, realize the dog's a danger and kill the dog. So unless we can get the animal or the animal stays alive for 10 days, it's the safest thing to do is to assume that the person has been exposed. So we'll get a couple people a year that probably unnecessarily have to get shots just because the kind of chain of command wasn't followed correctly.
That chain of command includes contacting local law enforcement, who contacts YKHC, who conducts an investigation. They receive the animal's body or head in Bethel and then send it on to Fairbanks for testing. The total turnaround only takes 1 or 2 days. Barabay says the timing of these three cases in early spring is considered normal. That's when food sources are low and fox tend to eat the same large decomposing animals, which can spread disease. That's also why it's more common to find rabid fox along the coast, because food is harder to find there. YKHC's OEH office responds to a village that has had a rabid fox by vaccinating all the dogs there. Barabay says they are always looking to train lay vaccinators as well. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.